This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Lorenzo Fiore. He is in Milano. He is very carefully going to introduce us to Christmas in Milano, but we begin with news from the Financial Times. All of Europe is now reacting to the downturn in German business, none more so than Italy. The Financial Times says, Italy's slowing economy raises pressure on Giorgia Meloni, the prime minister. Statistics agency halves GDP growth for 2024. Lorenzo, very good evening to you. This is a disappointment, but it is logical given the troubles in Germany. What is the opinion in Italy? Is Giorgia Meloni being faulted for this, or are people understanding that the weakness in Germany and France is the cause of it? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Well, let me tell you that here in Italy, the situation regarding what is happening in France and Germany is pretty much presented by all the media and newspaper. But of course, they are trying to bring a shadow over what the government of Giorgia Meloni is doing here in Italy. In my opinion, the time are not the best. I have to agree with that. But certainly, Italy is, in the European scenario, a strong country. We have a growth that is slowing down, okay. We are the largest debt in the world, but it's also true that we have one of the population that save money and put in the bank deposit. So if we have $3 trillion of debt, it's also true that we have something like $2 trillion of money in the bank by private Italian citizens. So we have a surplus, always positive trade surplus, and we have an economy that is diversified. What is suffering here in Italy is suffering the manufacturing, which is an excellence of our economy grow simply because we are part of the supply chain very much connected with the German industry, particularly the car sector, which is in a sort of disaster in Germany, as far as I understand from what I read on newspaper. So from one side, I have to admit the time are, let me say, critical. On the other side, I don't understand why Italy is always brought by any newspaper as a sort of critical point in Europe, while in Europe we are, in my opinion, the more stable and concrete country. And this is also testified, witnessed by the matter that there are a lot of investors that comes to Italy to invest in Italy, even if we have a complex bureaucracy. So in my opinion, all these things makes me plenty of trust and hope for the future of my country.
Meloni says Italy aims to protect jobs after the CEO of Fiat owner Stellantis quits. Company is at loggerheads with Italian government, which claims it has not invested enough in the country. So Giorgia Meloni is taking on Stellantis. This is part of the story of the car business in Europe was counting on the future to be the same as the past, and now it's got to deal with the Chinese challenge. But you're right. Your prime minister stands as a strength in all of Europe because the government in Germany fell, then the government in France fell, the government in Britain, Starmer, is producing a tax budget that everybody is alarmed about, and people are talking about leaving. So we come to Italy fighting for jobs. What is the opinion of Stellantis? Is it adequate for Italy? Has it done the right thing for Italy?
Well, let me tell you that regarding Stellantis, the opinion in Italy is transversal. I mean that from the left to the very right, just politically speaking, to make my analysis simpler for the listener, we are very critical with the ownership of Stellantis, and particularly with the Agnelli family, simply because the car manufacturer in Italy got a lot of subsidies, helps and support to come and land to a situation where all our brands that are well known worldwide have been reduced to the minimum. So practically, if you go on the motorway in Italy, you don't see any car with any car of those Italian brands of the past. We mentioned in the past Alfa Romeo, Lancia, Auto Bianchi. We have just luxury car, Ferrari, but even Maserati is now in crisis. And Stellantis have made a policy that is pretty interesting to analyze. Let me tell you that in the 3 years of the CEO Tavares, who resigned the day before yesterday, they increased the level of profit to an enormous amount, 11.5 billion of euro distributed as dividend, by reducing the production of car by something like 3 million, 4 million cars, and losing a lot of market share. So clearly this is not a growing policy. This is a policy that can make the car industry, now Stellantis, and particularly the Italian side of Stellantis, very weak. And we do not accept, and I think Giorgia Meloni and the government is right to defend and protect, put a sort of safeguard around what is the technological competence and skill of the supply chain that is around the car manufacturer here in Italy.
The migrants are coming again because of the Syrian civil war reigniting, but Italy is still under the burden of migrants from North Africa. Giorgia Meloni's government has proposed an answer, which is to set up temporary holding in Albania while the applications of young single men, that's what we're talking about here, not children, single men are held in Albania. Many people have been critical of this, but I read from, this is a U.S. analysis, foreign policy. There's no shortage of obstacles to sending would-be migrants to third countries, such as Albania. But the continent is committed to giving it a try. In other words, what was controversial when Giorgia Meloni advanced it is now becoming popular throughout Europe. And you tell me that the number of migrants has been reduced. Is that correct?
Absolutely, by 65% compared to the same period of last year. So that means that Giorgia Meloni action in reducing migrants from Africa and all the other routes, not only from the Mediterranean Sea, but from the Balkan route, is proving to be successful. Whether this is the result of this initiative in Albania or the agreement that she concluded with all the region and nations that are around the Mediterranean basin, I don't know. But certainly, Giorgia Meloni is doing something different from the past. Right. She's maintaining good relationship with those countries.
Christmas time in Milano, and the Christmas lights are lit up around the cathedral and La Scala. Tell us about it. We have a minute.
Thank you, John, and I'm proud of this question because Milan is my town. I am in my club. Tomorrow night we will host the gala dinner of the Prima at La Scala on the day of our patron, Sant'Ambrogio, which is, of course, the opening of the Christmas season here in Milan. Plenty of Christmas lights, of nice Christmas ball downtown in the Cathedral Square. And tomorrow night there will be the switch on of the lights of the big Christmas tree in front of the Duomo, our cathedral. Maybe we will have a bit of snow. I don't know. But next time I can report about.
Lorenzo Fiore in Milan, Italy. It's about to be Christmas season again. And there'll be shopping, lots of shopping. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.